Part 3, the integration phase. This third and final part of a heart walk, I feel, is the most important. It's when you actively integrate the insights around your intention into your life. I feel this is the most important because you'll be taking action on the insights you received within nature into your daily life. It's through taking these actions that you'll bring positive change into areas of life that are important to you. Without taking this action on your insights, little will change in that area of life you're looking at. Chapter 14, integrating your heart walk insights into your life. After you've received the insights around your intention, the next phase of the heart walk is to integrate these insights into your life. This allows the wisdom of nature to make a positive difference to an area of life that's important to you. This is about bringing your life into alignment with what the Creator has intended for you on the planet Earth in this lifetime. As I drive home after my heart walk in nature, I'll usually spend the time reflecting. I'll reflect on the insights I received, what happened during the heart walk, and the elements within nature that I was drawn to. As I do this, I often find more insights come to the surface. When this happens, I'll jot these additional insights down into my heart walk notepad and add to the sketches I had made during my time out in nature. Then when I get home, I usually have a couple of pages of bullet points and sometimes a few sketches of the insights I received around my intention. Insights by themselves are great. However, by themselves, they won't make any difference to the intentional question you had at the start of your heart walk. You'll need to actually do something with the insights you've received. You need to take action on the insights that you received in order to make a positive difference into that area of life that's important to you. The way to do this is to start asking yourself a few simple questions such as, given this insight around the intention, what is the next step? Or perhaps, what is the next obvious thing to do given this insight? Another good question is, how can I bring this insight into my life? As well as, what can I do with this insight? As you spend some time with each insight and inquiring into these questions, you'll find that there are a number of ways to integrate these insights into your daily life. For example, one participant on a heart walk received the insight that he needs to let go of trying in order to bring more joy into his life. Now, that's an awesome insight. However, it won't make a difference just by itself. When asking how to let go of trying into his life, a possible way could be, well, whenever I notice that I'm trying too hard and it's becoming hard work, i.e. tension in my mind and body, then I'll scan through my body and mind and consciously allow the tension to dissolve. Obviously, this would be a conscious practice for him to do. However, the more he integrates this insight into his life, the closer he'll come to being in alignment with his intention, which is to bring more joy into his life. Another participant had set the intention of how to be more in his heart. On his heart walk, he was guided to a shrub. Whilst having his eyes closed and talking with a shrub, a stick insect started to gradually walk onto it along his hand. He opened his eyes to see the stick insect gently walking along his arm and got to see that to be more in his heart, he needs to walk gently, just like the stick insect. Now again, that's a great insight, and I'm amazed at the continual wisdom nature is giving us through her messages and symbols. However, without integrating the insight into his life, it won't make a difference to bring about positive change. So in reviewing these insights and asking the questions, he may begin to see how he can integrate the insight of walking more gently into his life. For example, he may see that whenever he becomes frustrated, that he perhaps tends to stomp around in frustration. However, to go back into his heart, he may instead start to place his feet gently with each step he takes. Or if he notices he raises his voice whenever he's out of his heart, he may instead begin to speak softly, return to his heart. On one of my heart walks, I was looking at relationships and how to be with my life partner. I was guided to the front of a fern tree that had fallen and caught onto a branch above the ground. What caught me was how straight this frond was. When interpreting this message, I got to see that I need to be straight in all my relationships. Now, in order to integrate this insight into my life, I saw that the next step was to be straight in every sentence I'd say to people. I noticed that when I wasn't being straight, that I would just feel out of alignment within my body, and this was a good anchor to show me when I wasn't being straight. Not only in what I'd say, but also in whatever I did. Whenever this feeling of being out of alignment came up, I would again go back to the image of the straight front and say to myself, if I were to be straight here, what would I do? Now, this had a big impact on the way I operated in the world to bring my life into alignment. From this, the insight is now very loud when I'm out of alignment, and the steps become clear as to how to get straight again, all from being guided to a frond in a temperate rainforest near the ocean. You can probably notice that when integrating the insights into your life, there will usually be concrete action steps you can take. Once you have the steps to take, the next stage is to actually take these steps in your life.